Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Free at Last, was written by Patricia Rabin. 20 long years passed before British journalist John McCarthy, a 5-year hostage during Lebanon's grueling civil war, met the man who negotiated his release. When McCarthy finally met UN envoy Gian Domenico Pico, McCarthy simply said, "Thank you for my freedom." His heartfelt words carried great weight because Pico had risked his own life during dangerous negotiations to secure freedom for McCarthy and others. We as believers can relate to such hard-won freedom. Jesus gave up his life, enduring death on a Roman cross, to secure spiritual freedom for all people, including each of us. Now, as his children, we know it is for freedom that Christ has set us free, the Apostle Paul boldly declared in Galatians 5. The Gospel of John also teaches of freedom in Christ, noting in John chapter 8, "If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." But free in what ways? In Jesus, we experience freedom not only from sin and its hold on us, but also from guilt, shame, worry, Satan's lies, superstitions, false teaching, and eternal death. No longer hostages, we have freedom to show love to enemies, walk in kindness, live with hope, and love our neighbors. As we follow the Holy Spirit's leading, we can forgive as we've been forgiven. For all of this, let's thank God today. Then let's love so others will know the power of His freedom too. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 8, verses 31 through 36. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "Very truly, I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for our freedom, for setting us free from spiritual death and releasing us to love like you love. Help us to hold your teaching closely and to live it out faithfully. Make us instruments of freedom that draws people to you, and may they find true life in you. Thank you, Lord. It's in your name, Jesus, that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.